Shut up and sit down.
Hello, and welcome to episode 106 of Geek Grills. Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm Linda, a.k.a. True Noob, and I'm joined by my co-host, The Jen.
Hi.
And September.
Hi.
A.k.a. 9 of 12.
Sorry.
I don't know why I just did, I ran all those together. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's good. It's great.
All right. And that's the kind of show it's going to be tonight, guys. I can already tell it's going to be hilarious. So, what have you guys been up to? Ember, you want to go first?
Sure. I've been nerding out on beer. I'm so excited.
I'm sorry, on what?
What?
Did you say beer?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry. Clarification.
Clearly, you can geek out about anything.
That's true. It's really true. I'm not arguing. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
Yes. Well, now that my friends that I play D&D with have a brewery open.
That's true.
I've been spending a lot of time there. And it's really amazing conversations with them, kind of learning more about how it's made. And like they did a smash beer. I learned what that is. It's kind of like your cheap, average, you know, Pilsner type, Bud Light, whatever. A smash beer is kind of made with cheaper ingredients, and it's something they want to do with a lower cost pint for your average beer drinker to have in the brewery. And it was so bad, they threw it away. So yay, quality control. But they'll keep trying. But talking to them about ideas and flavor profiles. And then a friend of mine came in to the brewery for his anniversary, and he's a farmer. And he looked up at one of the pictures on the wall. He's like, you know, most people wouldn't realize that barley, you know, if they want a particular variety, they can let me know, I grow it. Let me introduce you. and I can't believe I didn't think about this before. I mean, this brewery has been in the works for like over a year, and I've been talking to these people about it constantly. And I know they try to source local. And for it not to have occurred to me, like, I know like three local farmers. So they talked to their malt person, and they said, yeah, we'll malt it if you get local grain. And so that's going to happen. And I'm just, I geeked out so hard on it. I was like texting everybody I know, like, I really want to drink beer that like my friend grew and my other friend brewed. And
now you just need to find somebody who's like a glass maker that can actually make the bottles. And then somebody who has like the recycling for all the bottle caps. And then you can serve it at, I guess, at the brewery, or I could just move there and open a bar, a nerd bar. Just saying.
And then Dan, the tabletop man on TMS, was talking about this Kickstarter for this game, this Brewmaster game. I want to try to get somebody from that game company on next week. But if you go to Kickstarter, I'll put the link in our show notes. It's under Geek Grapevine right now. I'll move it. But this looks like a really cool game where you like compete and make your own brews, and you have to sanitize your lines and do stuff like that, and then you compete to get the best brew at like Oktoberfest. And so I'm gonna probably back that. I'm trying to get people pitch in with me for a higher level to get all the expansions, because I would love for them to have this at the brewery, because I gave them my copy of Super Fight. They have Cards Against Humanity there, because yeah, it's a bunch of nerds.
Oh, so. Wait a minute. Wait. So one of the guys that worked on this did The Princess Bride, A Battle of Wits. I've played that.
Yes.
And also Between Two Cities. I've also played that. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, check it out, guys. Yeah. Link's in the note, or in the chat.
Yeah.
So that looks cool. Yeah. I started planning and buying stuff for my Halloween costume and room decoration, because we're going to this event, and there's a room decorating contest at the event. It's a hotel takeover. I'm going to be Lily Munster.
Yay.
Got the hair.
Oh, yes, that's right. I was like, wait, who? Oh, yes.
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 And Rob's going to be Gomez Adams. What the hell? Who decided they're swingers? and
I mean, if maybe.
I mean,
if
whatever.
Family, maybe.
That's fine.
You know, the first episode of The Munsters, the pilot, didn't have Lily. It had another woman in it. Phoebe Munster was Herman's wife. And they nixed that character because she was basically a clone of Morticia. So
Ah.
there's also
Oh.
that. Such nerd, much goth. I'm also totally loving the new Sandman Universe comics. The Dreaming is out. The Universe one was mind-blowingly good. And then there's a couple more that haven't arrived yet. I just picked up House of Whispers today, which is again another in the Sandman universe, but it's like a voodoo one. And then there's a new Books of Magic coming out. And another, what's the four, the other one? I forget the other one, but I went to the my R&B games today and they weren't open. I was like, I thought you weren't open on Monday, but they let me in to get my stuff and adjust my subscriptions, and that was really cool. So,
Awesome.
yay.
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 What else? Is there
Yay.
anything else?
All
Nope. I'm good.
right, Jen.
I've done nothing interesting. That's not true. I finally have the ability to make palette shifted Draenei, I mean Light Forged Draenei. I also have the ability to make Void Elves. And I saved that 110 boost because I was so very excited to make my priest, my alliance priest, because I was refusing to level another priest. Like, that's just ridiculousness. And when I pushed the button to boost it after I made this delightfully adorable Void Elf, it's like, wait, if you do that, then you're not going to get the heritage armor. Really? Really? I can't have the stupid fucking shoulders if I don't level this thing by hand. Like, this is so stupid. I would have used my 110 like 8 million years ago if I had realized that. I just feel like this entire allied race situation has been a real special experience. Thanks, Blizzard. You're really holding it down right now. Oh my God. Yeah, so I've been playing WoW. I did finally finish that. I was running some old stuff. I haven't been, I don't know, I just can't dive in on the Horde side. All I keep doing is thinking about how stupid Sylvanas is. And then I was doing Brewfest stuff. And then it was like, oh yeah, go back to Undercity and then do this. And I'm like, can't go to Undercity because Undercity is full of like gas because Sylvanas is a fucking bitch and like tried to murder everybody. So that sucks. I don't know. I'm just bitter about it. I'm trying not to be bitter about it, but I'm failing miserably. Still playing a lot of that. Playing Divinity 2 still. Getting further along in the story as far as that game goes. It's going to be hours. I feel like we've barely scratched the surface, and I've been like 30 hours in on playtime. So I don't know. That's going to be. I feel like we're going to be playing that for months. I did go see Peppermint. At the theaters, I went to the dinner in a movie theater basically because I wanted to eat dinner too. So hadn't been there in a minute. I went and saw that's so it's Jennifer Garner, and I don't think I can remember the last thing I saw her in that wasn't like a. I mean, I know she's done things that aren't like romantic comedies, but like all I keep thinking is like 13 going on 30 or whatever
30?
her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, exactly. That's all I think of every time. Like I'm trying to take out. So I was worried that I was gonna pretty much be focused on that the whole time, but it was actually pretty good. I don't know, it's getting really terrible everything on Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't know. I thought it was good. It was a chick being kind of a badass. It was somewhat realistic, which was weird. And on top of all of that, like she's kind of a badass and not over sexualized as well. So like that was kind of cool. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I had fun. I felt it was worth the money for the time. Yeah. So that is pretty much all I have been up to. WoW and that. WoW Divinity 2 and that. Yay.
Cool. That's, it's still a thing. It's a thing you did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that your WoW experience wasn't
I'm trying
the
so
best.
hard to not be bitter about it, and I'm just failing miserably because I keep trying to be like, but it's okay because. But it's okay because. Like every 5 seconds.
Knows I play WoW, and they keep trying to sell me these shirts that say "God Save the Queen" and they have Sylvanas on them. I'm just like, no, that bitch!
It's like, no, stop it.
Fuck
Ugh.
her! She's broken.
Yep. Well, on my side of town and in things, I finally in the Perlurbead saga, I have actually made some art. I have finished my sorting, and I actually made some art. So these I have made a Rapunzel
Aw, she's
Hurlerby,
cute.
and I have made a Cinderella
Well, that Cinderella is
Hurlerbead.
really cute. It's like a really
So
old school Cinderella too. It's like the
yeah,
original
it's
Disney
the
movie Cinderella.
well, that's, it's the one I grew up on.
Me too.
Cinderella was my princess before Little Mermaid came out, and
Then
even
Little Mermaid
after,
came out and I don't know.
well, even after, because that was right when I was the right age, so there's the big mermaid craze going on. But Cinderella was always kind of my princess, and then I was very crafty. After I did that, I have made a Halloween wreath.
Oh yeah.
Yes. It is.
Oh my God, it is literally so fluffy. I'm literally
It's
gonna
got
die.
a kitty on it, and it's got a little friendly spider.
Oh my
These
goodness.
things turned out so fucking adorable. I can't even stand it. Let me see if I can get it closer to my camera for those of us that are live.
That cat is
Heller.
ridiculous. Heller. Did you say heller? Heller, I'm a cat, heller.
That's gonna go on my front door after I spray it down with Scotch Guard.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and then make more of them and then sell them on your Etsy. Okay, cool. Good.
Okay, cool. Other than being crafty, last weekend, I played two different games on Saturday and Sunday, both RPGs. The first one was the Glitter Dice Plays episode that we recorded. We actually got the writer slash brain behind this game that's going to be coming out on Kickstarter. The game is called Orun, and it's a futuristic, like, space opera, like set in a
Okay.
multiverse. So, like, you don't play humans. Humans aren't like a thing. So you play one of these. There's eventually going to be 11 races, but there was only five to start with in the quick start guide. And it was just a lot of fun. It was just this really kind of fun little drama thing that we were having to play out for it's like we had to go rescue these refugees, but we're oh God, what are they? They called them Jalees, which they're basically these bunk. They're basically these like I don't want to call them. They're ambassadors almost for like the races, and they go around and try to do good. So it was interesting because we were like we're caught in the middle of this conflict, and we had to get these refugees out, and then all of a sudden the station started to blow up, so that was bad. So it was just us trying to figure out what we were doing.
Interesting.
That's gonna be kickstarted on October 11th
Oh, cool.
through November 11th, I believe.
Too many things want my money.
It's
Everything
really cool.
everything wants my money right now.
And then Sunday, we played my Adventure League D&D group. We had our next adventure in Waterdeep, which we're playing the big Waterdeep saga for those of
Oh
you that
wow.
are familiar with the Adventure League D&D. It was it's these adventures are crazy, okay? I'm like you start the adventure and it's like, okay, buckle in, because it's just we
Yeah.
started out with a bar brawl that then a there so we're in the Yawning Portal, which is a tavern that's got a huge giant hole in it that leads down to a big dungeon, or we're not exactly sure what it leads to, maybe death.
I
But
think you
so we're
can also
having
play that particular
Yeah,
story too.
it's called the like the Mad Mage's Dungeon or something
Yep,
like that.
yep.
It hasn't
It's
come out yet.
its
This
own little
whole
piece.
thing.
Yep.
But so our adventure starts with a bar brawl, and then a troll crawls out of the Yawning Portal, and we're like, "Okay, everybody, buckle in. This is where we're going now." And it just kind of like went from there. So it was a lot of fun, though.
Ember's gonna start throwing questionably substantial things at her children pretty soon, I
Right, have you seen this?
feeling.
Yeah.
I just saw the mom side eye is pretty much all I saw, and I knew that somebody did something. Like out of the corner of my eye, I just see that snap. Oh, for our audio
Well, I look
listeners,
up and I
Ember's
see
a
like
mom.
first he's behind me and
Ember's
he's
a
going
mom
up the stairs because there's a bathroom on the other end of the house, but he has to go stomping up the stairs behind me while I record use mine. And then
Duh.
he decided to get some milk and it something drops something. I'm like, I'm recording. Like I'm in the opposite of the house from their bedrooms. It's almost bedtime. I'm not being
Yeah.
unreasonable, I
How
promise.
dare you have a nerdy podcast that you're recording right now? Seriously.
I mean, I put up with
It's all right.
you
Linda's
and
child
your
is being
mom,
mouthy
and I'm
earlier,
like,
too.
hey,
Yeah.
guys, it's time for you to do your chores. Oh, well, I'm in the middle of a match. All right. I
At
kind of have the
least,
understanding about that. They can shut
yeah.
the hell up while I record for an hour,
At least
you
you're a
know.
mom that gets that. I used to play with my brother, and my mom would be like, "Hey, he's got to go to bed." I'm like, "We're in the middle of a match, though," and she'd be like, "I don't care." And I'm like, "But he's gonna get leaver status. Like, you're gonna ruin it.
Right?
God damn it! Like, I'm gonna lose."
I'm gonna
Anyway, at least.
get banned, Mom.
Oh God. All right. Sorry.
All right, no, this is cool. I think that's everything that we've been up to. We can move along to the Geek Grapevine now. So, I believe our first link here is the Kickstarter that you were talking about. Yes?
Yeah, and we kind of already talked about it. So,
Go
hold
check
up.
it out though, people. If you can't support it, always share. Anytime we've got good stuff out there, go send a share it to your Facebook, Twitterverse, whatever. It always helps. But yeah, this looks
And
pretty
they're
cool.
almost funded. I looked earlier and they're about $8,000 or $9,000 short. And with any luck, we can get them in next week and talk about it some more. But this looks like a great game. So,
Hold on. I'll do a. No, that's not what I wanted.
She's
Here it
doing
is.
it live,
I'm doing
guys.
it live, guys.
Doing it
So,
live.
just
Just a little bit.
because we should have this on here, and I should have done it to begin with.
Also, other Kickstarters to
Enter.
support.
Yeah. New. I've added the link to New Agenda Publishing, which is the people that have are the ones that wrote Orun.
Right on.
Yay.
So, I added
Cool.
that. So now we can move on to the next one, which is
Which I also put in there.
games. Good.
Yay.
The rest of us were
I
lazy, lazy
didn't see
bitches.
anything that was newsworthy this week. I know.
Yes, I found this today, and voting is now open and available for the Golden Joystick Awards of 2018.
Oh,
I
yeah.
did click through, and this isn't like some kind of you have to sign up and pay for it to vote bullshit. It's put on by Games Radar publication,
Not like the
and
podcast awards that
yeah.
we used to have.
But there's a whole lot of categories: best storytelling, best visual design, best audio, best indie, PC and Xbox, mobile, best VR, esports. Still playing, not sure what that is, but competitive, cooperative, most wanted, a lot of categories you can vote for. And the ceremony will be live on Games Radar on November 16th. So I'm gonna go vote for stuff, but I'm not as I Jen could probably vote for all the things.
I don't know. I only play. Okay, that's fair.
I need to go at least look at it because I've seen some of this stuff being played,
'Cause Slime
obviously.
Mancher might be in there, right?
I mean, maybe
It
I,
could
a slime.
be.
Is it games that were made this year, or is it just games that you can vote for that are being played this year?
I don't know. I mean, there's a category called Still Playing.
Yeah, so it's a combination. Pretty much you're gonna have everything that was like your favorite games of the year, but then there is a category, I think, for like games from the past that you're still playing, so that we can recognize that there are some games that just have like just this continuing. Like for example, like best storytelling is actually gonna be a little bit tough for me, because just to give some examples, best storytelling this year is Forgotten Anne, God of War, which I would normally say God of War, except also Marvel Spider-Man, meh. Octopath Traveler, actually surprisingly goodeth if you've playeth the gameth. You'll getteth that joketh. Pillars of Eternity 2, also good. Reigns, Her Majesty, The Banner Saga 3, Unavowed, also good. So Unavowed is Wadjet Eye Games. So obviously, if you listen to us and you checked out Richard last week, so.
First came across the article, I was like, golden joystick is a little euphemism ready.
Let me tell you about my golden joystick, my friends. The other one is Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, which I've heard really, really good things about. I know a bunch of people I know that have really, really, really enjoyed that. I probably would give it to God of War, but like that's just an example of like one of the categories. But it's pretty much everything that came out in 2018 or 2017? Into 2018. I wonder what the cutoff is. I'd have to take a look. But anyway, pretty much everything. Absolutely the worst gamer pickup line ever. I agree. but yeah, no, I go vote on stuff. I think we should continue to encourage people to vote on stuff.
Yes.
Can you teach the publishers what we like?
It's always important in everything to vote. It's like how your voice is heard, right? The results are better if you go and make your voice heard.
Yep.
In theory.
And I don't remember when Cuphead came out, but if that's on the list, I'm going to vote for it.
Oh, Cuphead, I think, actually won one last year, maybe?
Mm-hmm. That's great.
For, like, just mechanics or something. Yeah.
All right. So.
Oh, yeah. Let's
address the last one we've got is a Trucksville.
Hooray! Let's Hooray! See here.
I really gotta find a bumper for our Trucksville or our spill.
I don't know if there's any, like, it's just terrifying. Like, I don't know if I want there to be, I guess, I don't know. Or like some kind of, like,
the only thing I can think of is, like, screeching tires, and I don't know if we want that.
Sploosh, you know.
No, but that is my Road Spill Productions, like, logo in progress right now is actually, like, a screeching tire, oddly enough. so, let's see, there was hardly a, I hate these articles, man. Okay. This one was also in 2018. There was hardly a cloud in the sky over Indianapolis on Wednesday morning when it started raining money. Okay, good job, guys.
Good job.
In a moment that was instantly tested, the core of human morality, the definition of right and wrong, and the limits of acceptable risk, the back door of a Brinks armored truck swung open during rush hour on Interstate 70, blowing bags of cash on the highway. There was money, $600,000 of it, troopers estimated, everywhere. yeah, so apparently there were $20 bills, like, just, like, gathering in piles on the side of the road. Also, I really don't know if it's the core of human morality and right and wrong. I'm pretty sure that truck is hella insured in some regard or another, so I don't know about all that.
See,
but
look, and you're already making a moral justification for taking the money, so
I'm just explaining why I would be the one there with it, and you guys all made fun of me because I carry a backpack all the time, and I'd be just shoving it in. No, I would not. I probably wouldn't, but I would want to be that person. Yeah, that sucks. That's a lot of,
Is it just, did the lock fail?
Does that happen?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, those trucks are insane. Like, I had a friend that actually drove one of those armored trucks for years, and he used to joke about how, like, if a tornado happened, as long as the truck didn't get picked up, he'd be fine, because that truck is, like, not blowing open.
You know, instead of them going into the, you know, the testing of the morals of humanity, maybe you should see what happened to the truck. Why did it open? maybe somebody at Brinks was having a really bad day and was just like, be free! Money for everybody!
Wow, like, within minutes, the cash grab was over. State troopers blocked the traffic on the highway, helped Brinks employees collect what remained of the money, and warned people that they would be arrested if they pocketed any of it. And the officers didn't find it amusing. Okay. Calm down.
Sure, they did.
Calm down.
they just weren't amused because, like, they were there too late to grab any.
I know, right? They're just bitter. Like, oh, I can't take any. Oh, so there you go.
Yep. It just, again, but my take on that is, you know, instead of wagging your fingers at the people on the highway, maybe you should see what happened to the truck. Because it's not supposed to just pop open.
I mean,
I don't know, like that. It's not.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's a good one. Still not the scariest, though.
Not scariest.
Yeah, we've had dimes. I think it wasn't there like the one of like the dimes or quarters from the mint.
Yeah.
Yep. Many,
That
many,
went
many, many
spewing
times.
everywhere. That one's great.
See, at least with the Brinks truck, that money wouldn't hurt you unless you got hit with a bag like straight on.
Yeah, there is a in the article it is described, there's like one guy like pulled up in a pickup truck and like leaned out the side of the truck, like grabbed a bag and drove off, and like a school bus had stopped. And the driver got out and like grabbed some money and then got back in the car and, or back into the bus and drove off. I'm like, yeah, there you go. But to be fair, that school bus driver is not getting paid anything decent, so I completely
No.
understand.
Okay.
Oh boy. Apparently, I have no moral compass. Good. Good to know.
Well, yeah. Well,
Excellent.
it's fine. So, with that in mind, let's get on to our topic for this week, which is quote unquote traditional gender roles at home, at work, in public, so forth, and where they started and how they've changed and all that good stuff. So we've got a couple of links here, actually.
Ember, did you put in a bunch of
I did.
explanatory stuff? Is there
I
a place you
did.
want to start with?
Not particularly. I just was, for notes and I down in the bottom I have like very scholarly links with like studies that the National Institute of Health did about this, because it's a really intriguing topic for me. It's pervasive. It's, whether it's our life experiences and how different they are from the way, people who just don't think feminists are reasonable because, oh, it's all equal now and you're getting unfair treatment, when you're
Yeah,
when they're
it's a
trying to
big
make quotas,
conversation, right? Like,
right? And
that's the
then you've
big part.
got Me Too. We have this whole, under the
Yeah.
law, like why I didn't report stuff going on. And to me, that's gender role based in a lot of ways. Because, for instance, I had a friend on Facebook today post this like, so if showing your junk is sexual misconduct, what about when a girl flashes her tits at a party? I'm like, same thing. You don't think her political career would go down for that?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure that
Like,
if I'm not
I
having a political
once.
career, let me tell you that right now.
I went topless once at an art festival. I thought it was legal at the time because it was for a short time, and it was really hot. And like, so fuck that. I take
was
off my
really
shirt. I'm
hot,
gonna.
though.
And and well, so I heard later. It's another story. But I was, and then cops would stop me and like, hey, put your shirt on. I said, no. No, I don't have to. But it's past the law and it's legal for me to go topless. And they're like, and I just went on my merry way. And then they like started, I could see them on the corners because like they have certain beats. It's a really big festival. And they're like radioing to each other to catch up with me later. And so this other, they sent a woman up to talk to me. Like, so that's going to be, could you like put your shirt on? And somebody else jumped in. We didn't even know. Like, leave her alone. She's not doing anything wrong. Why do you gotta harass somebody? Just who cares if she's on topless? And there, I know there were people like the cameras, and were like, "Ooh, and yeah, go for it," whatever. And I went on my merry way. Well, it took like a good hour and a half before another officer approached me and was like, "Hey, we talked to a judge, and they told me the judge's name." And they said, and they just last week amended that particular statute you were talking about, and now that is only applicable on state land. I said, oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. So I like buttoned one button on a little vest I had.
Hold on, allow
And
me to put on this doily that counts as clothing on Instagram.
right? And to their credit, they let me go on my merry way. I mean, it was. I didn't. It was great, though. I wasn't really harassed. Other than the cops just kind of tweaking out, and I got defended by people in public. But I mean, you get dudes in shirts, like just shirtless all the time. It's hot out. Take off your shirt, let alone the bra situation. And it's just they're not I don't know. It's just the over-sexualization of women, and then it's like our fault if somebody does do something because we were asking for it, and just no. So there's that, and then there's the fact that I ended up being a stay-at-home mom, which is was a long traumatic process for me. It was something I never thought a million years I'd do. It was a decision my husband and I made together for a lot of good reasons, but I still feel weird when someone asks me what I do. I mean, I have a job right now, but I haven't been the breadwinner since my eldest son, since we decided to have him. So it's been like 18 years almost
I feel like it's
since
like I have like the opposite experience
the
for that exact
older person.
reason. Like I have the exact opposite issue where everybody's like, "Oh, so
Oh, so you don't
you
have
ha well, you
kids
don't have
yet? Shit.
kids? When are you gonna have kids?" Like I get that every once in a while at work where somebody's like, "When are you gonna have kids?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry, what? Do you think I should have children? You know me. You work with me." No, I'm just kidding. No. I used to joke that my siblings were like the best birth control ever because I was 8 to 13 years old when they were born. So I experienced
Oh,
childhood,
you had to be the babysitter,
for the
didn't
gamut. And some of them
you?
were little assholes. I mean, granted, they're adults now, and I can be like, oh yeah, you're real funny when you're a fucking little shithead child, and I had to babysit you. So I definitely did not have any, like, I guess that probably helped with, like, not having that immediate desire, but I get that question all the time, and it's like, yeah, okay, thank you for reminding me that my ovary clock is ticking. Like, I appreciate that. Thank you. But I'm
And I, women
okay.
who choose to not have children, get that shit all the
Yeah,
time.
exactly. Like, I want to be okay with it being okay to be the cool aunt when my siblings start re reproducing. I'll be an old aunt, but that's fine. Whatever.
Oh, and I had my
Yeah.
third son. People just, oh, you're gonna get trying for a girl? The fuck? No. I am so done. What? Why do people just think it's okay to ask that,
I talk to people that are having babies all the time. So that's also the other part of it too, is that every once in a while I'll get some mom who's like, "I appreciate that you understand, like, that I have a job and I'm pregnant." And like people don't get that. And I'll hear that a lot. And I'm like, "Really? Do people not understand that like most of humanity can't afford to just stop working when they're pregnant?" And so that until that water breaks, their asses are going to be in there at work. And that comes up a lot too, which is interesting for me as well, just something I deal with every day.
Yeah, I
And I
don't.
had that with my eldest son. I was like 6 months pregnant and lost my job, and nobody's going to hire you. And I ended up being a single mom for years, crawling my way out of that hole. And then with when Rob and I decided to have kids of our own, when it came time to like maybe I can go back to work, I would have been re-entering the workforce after a couple years and at a pay rate that would have just paid for daycare. It's like, yeah, I don't want to go back
Or
to work
maybe not
bad
even
enough.
covered daycare.
Like, I don't want to go back for the sake of going back and paying someone else to raise my children. That doesn't seem right. I lost a friend once, and this is a weird, like, I get self-conscious about being a stay-at-home mom because, I mean, I'm intelligent, semi-educated, I can do things, I have had career, professions anyway. And then there was this woman who, she was like one of those super women, super accomplished. She had a kid, and then she got married, and she was going to law school. She put herself through law school, and she became an attorney, and it was like amazing. And then I found out she hated me. Like, she just kind of, I thought she just kind of was busy. Now she hated me, and it was something to do with me making my own granola and making her feel inferior.
Well, that sounds like
It's your
a
job
personal problem on
to
her
take care of
end.
her. Yeah, it's your job to like.
But I was always just like, oh my God. I mean, it was always like trying to encourage her, but feeling really bad because, like, holy shit, she's going to law school and I'm just fucking at home, right? And.
I do like I want to call out here something that Tenki says in the chat, because like when you think you've heard it all, it's the strangers lose their shit when you just say, kids aren't for me. I hate that too. Like, I think that's part of it that frustrates me the most, is that it's not that I think people are uncomfortable if you're not going to align yourself with the traditional role. I'm going to make that one word, the traditional role. The traditional gender role of being like, yeah, I totally want to have children. Like, oh yes, I need to have kids so bad. Like, you'll get people, and if you say something like that, like, you know, I don't know if kids are really like something I'm interested in having. And then all of a sudden there's like this, well, what are you going to, well, but then you're not, who's going to be there when you're old? And what are you going to do when you're going to miss out on everything? And I'm like, not everything, just what you consider to be your life path. Like, yeah, that's, I mean, that's what I'm going to miss out on.
here's the thing. It's like, yes, kids are everything to you when you have kids, mm-hmm. because you have no choice. They have to become your world.
Yeah, because otherwise you're kind of a shitty parent.
Yeah, they're your responsibility. They're, you know, you brought them into the world, so you need to take care of them. And the people that, you know, that I guess don't understand when somebody doesn't want to have kids, all they can see is their worldview of, you know, well, your kids are your life. What are you doing with your life? And it's like, going on vacation.
All kinds of shit.
I'm going to travel. Yeah. Then I'm going to put my dog at a kennel, because you can't do that with the kid. Sorry.
No.
I'm going to leave my cats with some food and some water for the weekend. They'd be like, oh, what are you going to do with your cats for BlizzCon? I'm like, they're going to be in the room with lots of water, lots of food, and they better not be dumbasses. Otherwise, well, can't do that with my 8-year-old. So,
yeah, I think it's me and my husband are eventually thinking about having a kid, or maybe a couple. I get like the pass. Because we're going, yeah, we eventually want to have kids, but we can't afford them right now. We can't afford to, like, there's just no way that we could afford them and, you know, be comfortable. So I like,
hey man, it's a dink dream, double income, no kids. What up? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. But the, like, I think the most random and weird comment that I ever got about having kids just in general was, I was crocheting something, because I'm the receptionist where I work, and I'm allowed to crochet as long as I've got all my other work done, because it's just me answering phones otherwise. So I'm crocheting along whatever it was I was crocheting, and this dude came in to like see somebody, and he looked at me and he was like, oh, you're crocheting, you must be pregnant. And I was like, excuse you,
you must want something thrown at your head, sir.
What the hell?
You must want me to throw this at your face. Is that what you'd like? Oh, I'm sorry.
Like,
I'd flip my
you
shit.
You must be a grandmother.
Like, yeah. What? Okay. Your hair is growing gray. How many grandchildren do you have?
Yeah, I was just like, really? Jesus. It was just more kind of the random thing. And I don't know what look I had on my face. Like, I must have just done this, like, looked up with this dragon look at him, because he like, backpedaled really quickly. I was just like, no, who would you like, who are you looking for today? And he named off whoever it was, and I was like, let me check. And I like looked at my computer, and I looked back at him and was like, they're in a meeting. You'll have to come back later.
I wish you had just said, you know that was out loud, dude?
Are you aware that you actually spoke words out of your mouth?
But I mean, societally, it's so pervasive that I know, you know, women who decided to they know they don't want a kid. Kids, they don't ever want kids. They want to go ahead and get their tubes tied, and they have to argue with doctors.
Oh yeah, it's actually, yeah, it's like a loss of society. You have to prove that. Like, it's just one of the things that came up, actually, to totally TMI it. About 8 years ago, there was a time, or no, it wasn't even 8 years ago, it was like 5 years ago, that was like an actual conversation that I was having, because of like health reasons. And they were like, well, no, we can't act. I was like, so yeah, so you can guys can just like take it out, right? Like, well, no, you have to have a certain diagnosis. I'm sorry, what? You have to have, like, specific diagnoses, or there's a giant appeal process to have them actually remove Your uterus.
And does that happen when a dude wants a
It's like
vasectomy?
legally.
Kind of no.
That's crazy. That's nuts. What's interesting about this conversation is I was thinking about it when I was watching Incredibles 2, because that totally makes sense, right? But I was thinking about it because like that's kind of part of the story is that she's like a mom and a
Oh,
superhero and
yeah.
she wants to like go back and do her like cool stuff. And I don't know, it made me think about it a little bit too from like the standpoint of like in a lot of the geeky stories and things that I enjoy, like traditional gender roles. It's funny how some things are totally assumptive with it. Like they just assume that that's where things are. And then there's ones that just they treat it as like a male character and a female character have like the same potential path, right? There's no separation. And I find that really interesting to
They
kind
did
of.
a really good job of that in that movie too. I mean, it was a lot of feels for me identifying with Elastigirl and the whole like, because she was just for the good of her family, for the good of her family, giving it up and always ragging on him about like, why you gotta just go be the macho dude and stuff. And they appealed to her in that like, but you're the smart one, and we really want you to be doing this, and and I can see that being incredibly seductive. Because, yeah, like, it's just like the when people ask me what I do, I'm like, oh, I'm a mom. And then I always feel like, oh, and I do politics, and I have this other gig, and as if I have to be more qualified than, I made, created, and raised human beings. I should probably be kind of plenty.
Well, and it's
Yeah.
also just that, like, I think it's like both ways because you doing that also becomes an assault on the other side, which I find interesting. Like, just because I don't want that lifestyle doesn't mean that I'm going to judge somebody else for choosing to be in a traditional role. I know there's a lot of men out there that really like to be the provider. That's something that makes them feel good. That's the role that they want. They want a more traditional family structure. Rock on. Cool. Do that. Do that thing.
Yeah, if it makes you
Rock
happy.
on. I don't judge
Yeah.
that either. I don't think it has to go. I think that's something that's really funny too because like well that's a whole long story.
Well, some of these
I wrote a
articles where I
paper
started.
like that was really intense about this exact topic and other countries don't look at it in any often in the same way that we do. But that's why there's countries that have paternity like leave for like a year and a half. So obviously, they have a completely different perspective of what traditional gender roles are, so it's not really necessarily completely relevant.
Well, and I love the Canadian one where they can actually share the leave between the mother and father and take like so, it at the same time. And I really honestly believe wholeheartedly that that's why they have less shootings, even though they have as many guns as we do. but I was looking up other articles for this. I was doing like, juries,
I was going to say, did you do
Lenore
your hour of
Googling.
Googling? Yeah. That's
And
trademarked. We're going to have to pay him now. You realize
oh, sure.
that, right?
Yeah. But it was interesting, like some of these just gender stereotyping of work roles hurts both men and women. And then the actual article doesn't really pan out that way at all, and the statistics don't. I mean, it's other than the point of the one article was just, well, because when you first meet someone, like the first time you meet a doctor, if it's a male, then the next time you meet one, you're going to treat them differently if they're a female. It was like about exposure, so that was weird. And then I had another one from Business News Daily, and it was about male and female dominated jobs and how that has just had this big shift as if it's equalizing. And then the statistics in that didn't show that either. It was still
They're
like,
not equalizing, but they are
no.
changing. It used to be so crazy
Yes, there
one-sided.
is less disparity,
I mean, it
especially
was
no,
crazy
in
with like
STEM fields.
nurses. Yeah.
Yeah, but like there had this nearly a quarter of new jobs in male-dominated application or occupations like CEOs and stuff are now held by female workers. Conversely, men took 30% of the new jobs. So, there is a shift happening there that is respectable, but it's still nowhere near normalized.
But what's interesting about and this just kind of popped into my head about like jobs that are traditionally held by men traditionally, that like chefs, like the head chef at a restaurant. Traditionally, that was a male-held position. Yet conversely, people expect the women to do all the cooking at home.
Yeah, well.
And it's like there's a disparity there. It's something is not computing.
Yeah, no,
Well, and
it's true.
food in general is a really interesting field in that respect. It
Hospitality,
always
too.
has been for me. Because, like, there's all these famous male chefs, right? It's very, very prominent. But if
But
you
there's
go to
Paula
buy
Deen. She's so famous.
cooking toys for your kids, they're all pink.
They're all pink. Yeah.
It was really funny because actually, that's what's hilarious. Like, when mine got purchased for me as a child, because I had like a kitchen thing. My dad was like really, my dad of all people, I think, was the one that was like really particular to find me one that was like in like primary colors, like red and blue and green and yellow, but it
Cool.
wasn't pink. But it was really funny because that was like a big thing that came up.
Yeah.
Also,
I've noticed
my
lately too
best
the
gift
big
was my
kitchen
car,
sets.
was the car that we got. Like, I had one of those little Jeeps. Oh yeah, that was the, I was like my last big decent present as a child. My dad got me one of those Jeeps, and the funny thing was is that like they kept, when he bought it, like he talks about how they were like, oh yeah, how old's your son? Oh my God, blah blah blah. And like, oh no, it's my daughter, she's turning 5. And they were like, oh hold on, here's the Barbie cruiser one, like the pink
And
one. And
he
he
was
was
like,
like,
nope.
no, the red
No,
Jeep one's
kind of have to
fine,
do that.
thanks, thanks, that
But
one's
like when you
fine.
go through the McDonald's and they're like,
The boy girl
you want the
toy.
boy toy or girl toy? And like one of my sons always wanted the Barbies.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
And I got to where I printed out a copy of like the McDonald's official policy on that because they're not
Yeah.
supposed to even ask that way. And I would carry a photocopy in my vehicle and like give it to them at the drive-thru when I picked up the Happy Meal.
Excuse me,
And it was
ma'am.
like, stop doing that. But yeah, when Connor was little, they didn't. The kitchen sets are getting better. I've noticed, especially the big, ones with cupboards and everything.
Yeah.
They're kind of going with more current actual trends, though, right? Like they've got stainless steel, and neutral
Oh
colors.
my
But when
God.
Connor was little, I couldn't find it to the point where like I wrote nasty letters to Wolfgang Puck and Emeril Lagasse. I was like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you, helping do something about this? Like my son, this is what he wants to play with, and he wanted an easy bake oven. Purple was the best I could do. But there was this article, the study. I'll put that at the bottom of our notes because it's really complicated. It's really interesting because it kind of really digs into and it's
Was
how
it the one?
within marriages,
Yeah.
like the way people were brought up affects the flexibility level, as well as, just their tendencies toward different roles and how that can change. So that was neat. There's this article in Psychology
I mean,
Today that
shit,
I
we
hated,
even.
hated, hated, hated. Because the guy is like, all this, I don't want to say psychobabble, just it's like, in the animal kingdom, there's a division that grows inescapably out of different biological imperatives. Although here and there's surprising instances of role reversal. And then, although there's a division of labor, it's all qualified with this, like, yes, of
Nitpick.
course, not everyone is like this, but it is normal. And it just
Okay,
kind of, I'm sorry you
first.
object to these caricatures, but they're just true. And it pissed me off because in my house, I am the person in this one paragraph who does. I deal with the car and the hi-fi and the appliances. I'm the one that fix shit. And like the decorating the house and choosing drapes and carpets, fucking no.
Yeah.
First of all, the animal kingdom is way gayer than anyone ever
Yeah, I
thinks
was gonna say the
it
animal kingdom is way complicated than anything else. It's like the
Yeah.
starfish. I love that cartoon that shows like where there's like one where like all basically having a
Oh
party of
God.
all like
Hold
gender
on, hold on.
variant humans or beings, and it's like, oh yeah, welcome to the
There's
animal kingdom. I wanted.
a Nope, that's not it. There's a artist who does a
Yeah.
bunch of
I
stuff
love that
about the
one.
animal kingdom. I'm
I love
trying to
that one.
find it.
We'll find
I'm trying
it.
to find it.
I definitely know exactly the one you're talking about. It's so good.
Ah.
But the one thing I really like about the one thing that I kept thinking about in this conversation too that kept coming up for me is traditional gender roles, and all I keep thinking of is the fact that like I play WoW, right? And so World of Warcraft. So what's the first thing everybody asks? It's like, oh, so you heal, right? Or you play caster, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like that's like how it automatically goes. And it's like, no, I play like when it comes to video games. Yeah, I mean, I do, but that's because I made it that day because I was being an asshole specifically. But normally I play things that have big fuck off weapons and like I want to hit things and smash things hard with my dumb barbarian-esque characters. So screw you and your gender, like your traditional gender roles in my video game and D&D choices.
Yeah, what is that meme they've got about like? Oh,
yeah, I know. Tengi's right. It was totally old.
Like he
10
really,
years
really
ago.
Loves you,
absolutely. It,
or he needs a healer if he wants you to play with him.
The backpack healer girlfriend.
Well, we used to call him the ghoul friend at LARP on vampire games. We'd be like, oh, who's that? Oh, it's whatever's ghoul friend. She'll be there for like a couple weeks and then she won't show up again.
I remember one set of LARP characters that me and my husband played, we actually decided to amp that up to like 11, like where he was the big like fighter person and I was his backpack healer girlfriend, except I turned, because concepts never, you know, survived the first game, I turned into this like sorceress supreme and he was like this like transcendent mortal thing, and both of us were like at the end of it was like, well, that was fun.
It's funny. Yeah. And wow, that's another, Rob and I ended up actually falling into that, you know, the typical, because my main is a healer. It's but what I like to do, and his main is a warlock. But he has a secondary main, which was the one he started when I started playing. That her name is Penelope, and she is a little pink-haired gnome, and she's my pocket tank, literally, because she could fit in my pocket, because I'm a night elf. And we, like, kind of have this, like, their little lesbian relationship. So, and she's Rock my pocket on. Tank, so it's like... I'm sort of the girlfriend healer, but
yeah, so basically I think it's fair to say that apparently even like scholarly articles about this are fucking off base at this point. Like, when wasn't there like a place that wasn't in Utah that was doing like a lot of studies on gender in the US, and it's like, where did they go? They've been like off the radar for a while. I tried to find it when I was Googling and I couldn't find them anymore. The only one that keeps coming up are the ones out of Utah that are literally like, oh no, this is backed up for biological reasons and that's never going to change because we're animals. And I'm like, no, we're fucking domesticated creatures. Like, stop. Like, we've been socialized. Like, you can't sit here and just rely on the same old bullshit. Like, I don't know. Got into an interesting place, though. At the end of the day, though, I'm going to play whatever the hell I want, and I may or may not have kids. But don't ask people that. Go into your lives and don't ask
don't
people
ever.
That. If they would like to share it with you, they will offer. But, like, don't, like...
While we're at it, it's not okay to touch one without the permission, even if they have a big pregnant belly.
Yeah,
that's don't true. Do that shit either.
Also, don't assume that they're pregnant, because that'll just save you a lot of headaches.
Well, yeah, God, damn. Yeah, that one's what
love
the hell.
It.
Don't mansplain in the hardware store.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Oh,
don't mansplain, period. But
every,
also at the same time, it's like
every
a regular
time
thing.
I go.
Anyway, yeah.
Almost every time. No.
I know. I went to go buy my car, and I went in, and I was like, hey. I play bass guitar, I have an amp, and I have a speaker, and I have my bass. Actually, I bring two basses. What car can I get that will get decent gas mileage that I can put all that in the back of? And he walked me over to four different cars and told me how many groceries I'd be able to fit in each and every one of them. And I was like, I literally told you how to sell me this car, and you're still going to, like, try to push this, like, grocery angle on me. There are never going to be any groceries in this car, bro. Like,
my last vehicle, I was, like, getting out of the van, but I still decided I really still need a mini SUV because I want to be able to tow things. And I'm, like, in the dealership, and I'm putting the back seats down and doing all the expansion I can in the back, and I'm measuring the back because, like, I need to put plywood in there. I'm not going to rent a truck every time I build something. And the guy was just, like, completely... And then he was like, can I get in at you? Like, I'll throw in a free accessory, like, some little rear view thing you stick on your mirror to make it better. I said, no, can I have a cargo net? And he had to order it, but I got me a cargo net. Because I can't also have some things flying around back there.
No, it's true.
Yeah, the man's... Oh... And in the hardware store, they look you up and down first and then say some shit. And I'm looking for something specific. I know what I need,
That's
you know,
when I go
and
to Ace Hardware and they're like, "Can I help?" Nope, got it. And I'm just like, off I go.
like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine, thanks. Thanks, I'm good.
I'll come up to you if I need a helpful
I
employee.
was literally at the pet store yesterday, and this man came over and he was just like, "Well, is this for you or, you know, for people at home?" And I was like, "I would like to know where these types of cages are in your store." And he kept being like, "Well, you know, some of these creatures, they require and this and that, and you know, some of them aren't great with kit." I'm like, okay, first of all, you've assumed that I have children. You've assumed that I don't, like, I literally just know where the fucking cages are, bro. Like, stop. But that's just like a thing where it's a helpfulness that I think they want to be helpful, and I know it doesn't always come from a place of, like, you know, doesn't come necessarily from
They're not
a
trying to
bad
be
place.
malicious. Yeah, they're not
But
trying
they
to be
don't
malicious.
realize how much it's the paper. It's the same old conversation, right? It's the paper cuts, right? It's the like when it happens all the time, or it happens like 15 times a day, you know, or a couple times a week. It just adds up over time, and you're just like, damn it, I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and fuck off with your shit. Like,
And like my poor husband has been in a position where he had to explain, because like for some holiday he bought me a toolbox. I needed a toolbox.
I have a
And
fucking cold purple
the
tool
guys at
set.
work are
Fuck
like, "Oh,
yeah."
sure, it's for her." He's like, "Yeah, no, really, I don't know how to use any of that shit."
And I like that it's
Like,
girly, and y'all can make fun of it, but it's fucking great. I used to have a pink one, and now I got a purple one. Yeah, that's right. Glad that
yeah, I bought a
somebody
set of those
decided.
girly tools for a friend of mine who was getting a new house, but they turned out to be really
These ones are
kind of
good.
chintzy.
Now, these ones are Stanley brand. They're good tools. They're fancy. And purple.
And purple. Purple's good color. Purple's best color.
Oh God.
So,
Yeah.
are
I
we gonna
think
be
we've
wrapping up there?
soapboxed
Yeah, I mean,
enough.
there's just so much. There's just so much. I
There's
mean,
a
societally,
lot.
it still is a problem.
I want
Do
that
the best you
cookie.
can.
They just mentioned in chat pink tax. Yeah, that's a thing. If it's girly, it costs more.
That is true.
Yep. If
Ugh.
it's a normal thing like a razor and it's girly, it costs more, which is bullshit.
Why hasn't Harry's or Dollar Shave Club realized that if they give me one with a fucking pink handle for the same price, I'll buy it? Like, I've been using the like men's shaving crap clubs for years, and yet nobody has thought to be like, oh, maybe we could make one that's kind of girly looking. Like, why not? Like, oh, it's just a different color of
You know,
plastic.
it's funny, I buy packs, and like my son prefers, he likes the
The
pink ones.
daisies? Yes. With the moisture
He
strip.
likes the pink ones, and then like I need different colors so he doesn't use my razors, so I end up with like the blue ones, and that's fine, it's working out.
I love it. That's
Yeah.
great.
I buy him an Aldi and shit, so I'm not paying more for anything, but I would love to do
Yeah.
like Dollar Shave Club. I mean, I don't care if it's pink.
Cool. All right. Well,
But
if you, our listeners, would like to chime in about your thoughts on this matter, and it's probably something we could come back to because we only just kind of scratched the surface.
I'm interested to
Yeah, I
come
mean, we
back.
could have picked one particular aspect of traditional gender roles and how we th see like problems, and maybe we could come up
Yeah.
with better solutions.
Maybe. But we could, that's another episode. We'll just narrow it down a little bit. You can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com. With your thoughts on the matter, or you can give us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet us at GeekGrills. So, what are y'all looking forward to, most anticipating coming up? Amber?
Well, I got a text yesterday, and tomorrow at D&D, I guess I will be discussing it with folks. But I think they're going to start having trivia at the brewery on Sundays, and they're going to ask me to host it.
Yay! That'll be fun.
Yay!
That'll be super fun. That's awesome.
Yay! Probably even involve
Hooray!
free beer.
Yay!
Ooh!
Yay to all of
And
that. All of that is yay.
what about you, Jen?
So I did the Kickstarter for Pathfinder Kingmaker a million years ago, it feels like. And it launches tomorrow. So I played it when it was on beta, and I enjoyed it, but there were definitely some things that need to be fixed. It's not multiplayer, unfortunately, but I will be streaming it and I will be playing it, and so I'm definitely looking forward to it. I've already activated it. I'm just waiting to push the go button tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I am kind of looking forward to a weekend where I don't really have to do anything, which
I
would be nice.
Good. I swear to God, if I have to work this Saturday, if I have to fucking work this Saturday, man, it's just.
Yeah, the only thing that might be a thing that's happening this like Friday maybe is I ordered some it's called finger armor, but they're like little claws that you put on the ends of your fingers. I got them for Halloween, and also a character that's a couple months away. but they shipped, so they might be here by Friday, which
Yay.
Would be awesome.
That reminds
like
me
that.
About the other thing I was looking forward to that I completely forgot about. I officially bought my plane ticket to TwitchCon, so now I'm going. So, yay!
Nice! I'm jealous. When is that?
Last weekend of October. It is a week before BlizzCon, which is why I always have to choose between the two. Dumb.
Gotcha.
Dumb.
It's dumb. Well, remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Monday evenings. The next one will be October 1st at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
6 p.m. Pacific,
6 p.m. Pacific.
You keep...
It hasn't changed. I get off work at 5. I literally... The likelihood
Six,
of me
eight,
being...
It's 3, it's 2, it's 3, it's 2. Whatever.
It's 3 right now, but don't worry. Give it a couple weeks, Ember, and then it's going to change. We have the time shift, and then I'll be 2 hours ahead again. Because I live in Arizona, where I'm never allowed to know what time it is anywhere else, because we still fucking
practice
daylight
savings. Okay, so
what
time is the
show
next week?
6 o'clock. 6 and 9. 6 and 9.
Six and nine. Is it 9?
Yeah.
Okay, 6 and 9. We got this, everybody.
We're three highly intelligent women, and we can't figure out what time zones we're in.
Well, it's weird because, like, two of our times change, but effectively only one, the other one, is the one that ends up changing. So
yep, that's right. Yeah, I live in Arizona where I never know what time it is. Yay! Fuck. Also, folks, we are wholly 100% supported by you, our lovely listeners, so you can do that either right here on Twitch as a subscription or with your itty bitties or your massive bitties, whatever size bitties you have. All of those things support us. You can become a patron. They're my favorite humans on the internet, are the people that support us monthly. That's patreon.com/grills. That's GRILLS. Right now it is also September, FYI, so you could gift a sub to somebody else right now, and then they could spend $1 and continue it. So that's good through the end of September. So make sure that you're all doing that. And if you don't have any money to throw at us, you can also do other things.
Yes, you can leave us a review, which is free. We're going to get that transition eventually.
Yeah,
they help our ranking. They help our ranking on any of the podcast catchers that you use, which will help other people find us, and that'll be really awesome. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and help us spread the word there. So, interwebs, where can we find you? Go.
I can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch and on YouTube doing the Heresy and Hearsay show.
You can find me at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. And you can find everything I do because I own the shit out of www.thejensays.com.
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the 1st of every month. And you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B. That's where I do my creative streams. I should be getting back to making plushies here and probably tomorrow.
I'm 7:30. Still waiting for Squirtle.
I made Squirtle. I'm on War Turtle now.
I was supposed to be buying the Squirtle.
Well, he's sitting there waiting for you.
While y'all are yelling and arguing about what she can make next, I'm just going to give a little peek right here to what I got made. Oh, I should have shown it earlier. Ember made me a bag with the Marauders map on it and has Hufflepuff inside, but it'll be too crunchy and loud to do it. But anyway, yay.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG. Well played.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.